stream of life. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, in this old part, look here. When we come to church, are you listening to me? Son, and we come to church, and we got chips on our shoulders and knots in our heart,
hello,
warts on our soul.
Hello.
Sit there, bless God, like Jesus is dead.
Hello.
Amen to God, and treat our brothers and sisters in Christ like they got leprosy or the plague. Hey, somebody said, you're off. Oh, I'm talking about somebody being an influence on somebody. Amen to God. Somebody said, Brother Hall, that's right. I heard a preacher say, the other day, said, there better not no woman ever come in my church wearing a pair of pants. I'll blow her plumb out the back door. Hey, she needs to be saved by the grace of God. Buddy, I tell you, if you're saved and baptized and are singing in the choir, they ought to be right and dressed right and spit white. But I'm telling you, friend, we've got some stinking pharisaical about us that even sinners have lost and died and going to hell don't want nothing to do with the house of God anymore. How can you influence somebody when you turn them against the house of God? God, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, my heart was never so more broken. It's what it was on Tuesday night. You hear what I'm getting ready to preach to you now. Amen to God. That family brought a woman. I don't even know who she was. Brought a woman down here and set her on the pew of the church to hear the gospel. I don't know if she's ever been in church, ever heard the word of God, ever been under the gospel preaching or not. But that woman sat there and listened, and it was so stinking dead and dry in here. So cold, bless God, if you'd have poured water on the floor, we could have skated in on ice skates. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you the reason it was. The very heart of God was grieved because of the bitterness and the anger and the jealousy and the wrath that's in the hearts and the lives of the people of God. When do we ever get right with God? And when sinners sat on the pews, we can have enough influence in their life and enough conviction by the Holy Ghost and a bright new house for the pew, for the altar, where they might be saved by the grace of Almighty God. Unto God. That's right. Some of us need to get on the altar this morning. Beg God for revival. My God, we need revival. Oh, yes, we need a moving of God. We need an old-time, old-fashioned revival that'll break our hearts, reveal our sin, show us ourselves again, bless God, like Isaiah, when we can cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, when we can fall prostrate at the very throne of God, amen, and see the good grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen to God. I'm going to tell you what we ought to be. I'm going to tell you exactly what we ought to be, buddy. Amen. We ought to be like a hart panting after the water brooks. Even so panteth my soul after thee, O God. When will I come and appear before God? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there ought to be a hunger and a thirst in our hearts. Not for the things of God, but for God Himself. Amen. As a hart panteth after the water brooks, even so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Son, I'm telling you, amen. That's where we ought to be, ain't it? That's right. I told them in Sunday school class, I'm just preaching right on through. Bless God. I don't know if I got it in me or not. I'm going to try to preach for 2 hours and go to the house. Amen to God. Son, I feel the power of God, Jerry. I feel the power of God in my soul. Hallelujah to God. Amen. David said, as a heart panteth after the water brooks, even so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Are you hearing me? Old David had been driven. He had been driven from the city of Jerusalem, been driven out of that beloved city by his own son Absalom, and covered his head, went up barefoot out of the city. Amen to God. But he had a hope in his heart that he'd be back to the temple where God was. Amen. Woo! Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hey, listen now. And he said, as a hart panteth after the water brooks, even so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Listen now. He didn't say, my heart pants after the tabernacle. He didn't say, my heart pants after the church. He said, my heart pants after God. You know what the bearded... You know what the bearded prophet said? Listen now, you know what the bearded prophet said? He said, David looked at the priestly order of old. He said, when the priest would go in to that outer court, and he said they'd light all them candles and the table of showbread and the altar outside and the laver outside and the table of showbread inside and the candlestick on the inside, and said, but David's heart was panting after God. Listen now, he didn't pause at the outer court. David got right on back inside into that holy place where God was at. Look here. We're hungering after the light, and we're hungering after the manna unto God. We ought to be hungering after God Himself. We want His power. We want His blessing. But do we want God? Do we want God? Do we want God? I'll help you out too, boys. Go on. God, I can't run them big boys. I'm on the way they get in here. I'm going to hit them with one and see if they can run on it. I told Miss Ruth this yesterday and her eyes got that big. What I'm getting ready to tell you. You know what Spurgeon said? Spurgeon said most of us want the shell to the nut. But said old brother David penetrated the shell and got right on into the kernels. We need to crack some hickory nuts. We need to crack some pecan nuts. Get on by the shell and get into the kernel where God's at. That's the meat of it, buddy. We're all around the hedges, but what we need is God. Ain't that right? Ain't that right, Rag? Amen to God. Ain't that right, Doug? We need God, Brother Luton. Oh, yeah, the heart paineth after the water brook. Even so, paineth my soul after thee, O God. Oh, I want God. He said, when will I come and appear before God, the living God? I told the Sunday school class last Sunday. Here's what I told them. I said, Psalms is in five different books. And I said, the first Psalm 41 ends the first book of the five books of Psalms. And one of the commentators, I never realized this until then, until when I was studying. But one of them, by the way, you ought to study. But James Suckers, you ought to get in the book and read a little bit. One of them commentators said the first book of Psalms deals with the earthly ministry of Christ. Amen. And I look back at Psalm 18, Psalm 23, Psalm 22. I look back at Psalm 1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's the only one that's ever done that, by the way. Somebody said, no, I have. No, you ain't. Just say he has and give him all the glory. And he'll bless your heart and elevate you where you might walk a little bit past. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Yes, sir. But he also said when you begin Psalm 42 as a heart pants after the water brook, said the next book of Psalms deals with the infant ministry of the church. Amen. And I thought, oh my, Brother Steve, he starts off in the earthly ministry of the church. I mean a church going out to preaching the gospel as a church that is packed, hungry, thirsting after God. I'm telling you, we don't ever get the job done till we got a heart for God. Somebody said, preacher, I think we ought to have a heart for souls. How bless your heart. Can you ever have a heart for souls? Yeah, you first got a heart for God. Amen. God's heart is after souls. He's the Lord of the harvest. We'll never have a heart for souls till we have a heart for God. Oh, God's a helping today. Don't get shook up. We're getting ready to take an offering and sing in a little while. The Holy Ghost has done blow the devil out the front door, and we ain't here all alone in the house of God with our Lord. Woo! My heart's a hungry and angry today. I'm thirsty. My soul is hungry. Give me a good bite, Lord. Crack the nut and give me the kernel today. Now look here. Praise God. Amen to God. I say, hey, I see a little sin and a little grace in that text. The heart panteth after the water brook, so pant my soul after thee, O God. I see a little sin and a little grace. That means that David's fellowship with God had been broken. There's the sin. But he said, my heart panteth after thee, as the heart panteth after the water brooks.
Yes.
There's the grace.
Yes.
Hey, gentlemen, listen now very carefully. I want to give you something. Hey, when our fellowship is broken with God, the very next, the very next best thing is to hunger after Him again. Woo! I know that's right. Have some of you got cold-hearted? Has your heart drifted away from God? Do you feel far from Him? Is your communion dead? Then hunger, 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 I tell you, He is right. This ought to get you, Brother Steve. I believe He's predestinated times of grace. Give me a handkerchief. Give me a handkerchief. Anybody's got a handkerchief, give it to me. Somebody said, He ain't predestinated times of grace. Give me a handkerchief, boys. I ain't going to show you boogers. Give me a handkerchief. Anybody got one? Anybody else got one? Somebody said, I'm going through such a hard time. God seems far from me. Handful on purpose. Come along now, little boy. Oh, Lord, you don't understand. But I've been down in Moab. I've been in God's wash pot. And God is far from me. Thank you, Boaz. Handful on purpose. Tell me that wasn't predestinated. Did he do it, Brother Jerome? Handful on purpose. Handful on purpose. Predestinated times. Oh, we go through the winter time. Son, we go through the winter time when it's bleak and it's cold and it's dark and it's rainy and it's dreary. But I'm glad, thank God, oh, that I come and appear before God and He'll set His face toward me and the light of God's presence will be a sunshine in the shadow of the cloud. Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all ain't going to quit, are you? Because I ain't done. Praise God, I'm coming out. Don't worry. I ain't going to get naked. It's hot up here. Run, boys, run. You think the devil ain't something? You think the devil ain't something? Me and Miss Hall were sitting there eating supper last night. And, or night before last. On the Friday night, and Tammy left, come got my deer stand, come got one of the rifles so she could hunt, and Miss Hall said, he ain't going to take them boys hunting, is he? And I said, well, he told me he's going to take one of them out there in the deer stand. And Miss Hall said, said he's going to keep on, one of them boys get killed. And the devil jumped up on my shoulder and said, yeah. Said, you stupid idiot. And said, he's going to kill him with your rifle. He's a shouting out today, boys. Time
Starbucks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God.
Any of you fellas in here ever hunted deer with a dog? You ever seen a deer run from dogs when they're hunting? How they do, Brother George? You know what they're saying? Here's my point. Panning after God is instinctive. It comes by our spiritual instinct. That little heart been running from them dogs. And son, there's only one place he could find relief. Only one place he could cool off. Only one place he could find satisfaction. Hey, can you see his sides? Can you see his heaving breast? Can you see his parched tongue as he's run from those dogs and frothing at the mouth? Hey, somebody said, Brother Hall, what's he doing? He's got an instinct running from that pack of hounds and knows if he can just get to the water, he's not released. Where you at, God? I gotta have you. I've been driven from worship. I'm told my fellowship ain't right. I gotta find God. Whoa! Look here. Let me run this by you. And the deer didn't look at that water as a luxury. It was a necessity. You know what we do? We come to church and say, boy, if Jesus would just pass through today, it'd be a blessing. But I'm going to tell you what. I went home for Tuesday night, put my hands in my face and said, God, I can't stand it. I've got to have God. I got up this morning, sat down upstairs and went to praying. Son, I'm not a bragging, but the tears went to rolling. I said, God, I'm not interested in formality or ceremony. Where is the living God? I've got to have your presence. I want God. Woo! Gentlemen, it's not a luxury. It's a necessity. You know what happened to that little deer if he didn't get the water? Oop. Somebody said, Brother Hall, there ain't nobody chasing me. You better look behind you. And all of his little old imp. And there you are on the run. They're right back there, but if I can get to God. Look here. I woke up this morning. I was so tired. Brother George, I sat down out in the chair. And I said, looked at Miss Hall before I ever took my shower. I said, honey, how you feel? She said, well, I feel like I may get a cold. My eyes is watering and matter, and I feel like I got a cold. She said, how do you feel? I said, I'm so tired that I can't hardly wiggle. But I've got a second portion of grace in here today. Somebody said, Brother Hall, you've been working hard. No, sir. All night long last night. Are you ready for this? Now, I'm just telling you what. All night long last night, I laid in that bed. And I woke up, and I woke up, and I woke up all night long. And I woke up again this morning all night long. And you know what was in my mind all night long? I'm talking about all night long, just dozing in. All night long. My soul has found a hiding place. Woo! Then I'd lay there a minute, and I'd say, I said, Lord, I don't know the rest of it. And he'd say, thanks. My Lord and I have found a hiding place. Jesus, Holy Ghost, they sang it again. I have found a hiding place. I have, and I woke up this morning laying there, buddy, and that alarm went off. The first thing I said when my eyes opened, I have found a hiding place. Somebody said, Brother Hall, are you sad that you're tired? Oh, no! Though the outward man perish, that inward man is renewed day by day. Gladly will I spend and be spent and deprive myself that I might have God, not His power, but God, not His blessing, but God, not His grace, but God, not His goodness, but God! Let me see if I can hook it one time. Yeah! And I can Jerome it. Yeah! And I can Brother Wayne it. And I can Steve it. Thank God, good. Look here. I've already mentioned this. It's instinctive, but it's inward. In two ways. I've already mentioned. It's inward as far as you got to get into where God's at. But it was also inward in here. Hey, look here. That longing was just evidence of a renewed nature in me. Oh, yes. Have you found Him this morning? Somebody said, oh, yes! I've been saved. But have you lost that blessed communion and that love? Have you lost them hours? Them times when Jesus wraps His ever-loving arms around you. Woo! Woo! I don't know if we're going to come back tonight or not. So I'll just...
Hey, River out!
I'll just go out now! I just dumped a whole load on you this morning. We'll do whatever God wants us to do. You know what I was going to preach on tonight? Luke 13. Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. How oft would I have gathered thee as a hen doth gather a brood. But you would not. Here's what I was going to preach on. I saw it last week when I was preaching, and I said something about the willingness of God. I seen Brother Luton's eyes get three times bigger than they normally are. Then I was sitting over this week, and God said, it's the willingness of God. It's the willingness of God. Look here, folks. Old David was panting after God. Somebody said, well, God didn't want him to find him. He is running from him. Oh, no, he wasn't running. Son, I'm telling you what. God was a-moving toward David. Both of them moving in two different directions. God's a moving in your direction. You moving in God's direction. Amen. You'll find the living God if you keep moving that way. But here's what I'm going to preach on. The willingness of God. And I thought He's willing to heal us.
Yeah,
He'll heal our soul.
Amen.
All our soul. He'll heal our diseases. He'll heal our diseases. I'll put none of these diseases upon you.
Amen.
He will heal our diseases.
Amen.
He'll heal our soul. And I said this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yeah, amen.
To heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
I said, God will heal. He'll heal our soul. He'll heal our sickness. He'll heal our sorrows. My God, God will rest. Amen to God. Hey! Hey, and look here. He's willing. He is willing to heal us. But are you listening to me, Brother Ray? That second point, God's not only willing to heal us, but God's willing to hold us. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad, thank God, I serve a God that's willing to hold me, to embrace me, to love me, to caress me, to care for me. Thank me, I'm the God, that's the God I'm heading at.
Master.
Somebody help us. You know what Paul said? Paul said, men and brethren,
yes,
if you have any words of exhortation,
yes,
say on.
Yes.
So say on, my brother. Say on.
Yeah.
Let him help himself, see. Today, let him help himself. I wasn't stopping him. I thought he was going that way, and I was going to catch him and run with him. Go ahead!
Yes, I desire in my heart to praise you.
Boys, I got something burning right there. Yes, I got something burning in my bosom.
Something I got to say. Hear me well. You know a lost man? He's like a camel. He don't have to hunt thirst after the water brooks. He carries his own supply. Theaters. Ball games. Dance halls. Liquor. Dope. Alcohol. Adultery. Fornication. But hear me well. Hey. Do you know why the heart had to get to the water? He does not have any supply of his own. You and I have nothing of our own. Son, I'm telling you, we're dependent upon God from the day we're saved to the day we get into glory. Amen to God. If you want to drink that water, you've got to get to God.
Hallelujah. I think I'm having a heart attack. I really wouldn't care if I would. Just missing Miss Hall, I wouldn't care. See out of that thing, yeah. No, he passed out back there, I think.
Now, I'm telling you, if there is anything to being slain in the Spirit, he just got it. I didn't lay a hand on him. Son, he's just laying in there praising God. What all of us ought to be doing? On our bellies and backs, praising and worshiping and adoring the darling Son of God. Amen. And loved us and died for us. I'm telling you, he's coming, church. You better prepare to meet thy God. He's a coming, boys. Woo! He's a coming. Brother Wayne, he is a coming. Jesus is a coming. I can see the angels of glory gathering around the clouds and the portals. Amen. Just waiting for the trumpet to sound and for the Son of God who's been sitting all these years on the throne of His grace for the Father to say, Son, now's the time. And the Son stands to His feet. Something must be in that baptistry back there. Church, he's coming. It may be before we get out of here. Somebody said, I don't like it. Hey,
You ain't going to like heaven. Because I'm telling you, this is the spoon, the mood, and the spirit that we're going out in to meet God. Some are crying, some are shouting, some are crawling, some, amen. Some are crying, some are weeping, some are laughing, but we'll all be a worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
I made up a new song. I made up a new song the other day.
Some of y'all might, hey, some of that crowd out there that's listening may want to sing this song. If they guess what we're doing in here, they may want to sing this.
Everybody will be grouchy, will be grumpy over there. They will grouch and pout about. Everybody will be grouchy, will be grumpy over there.
Right. Not me, boss.
Right.
Happy Hallelujah.
Are you about to run out, Jerome?
No, I'm just getting a second dose.
I wish I would.
Yeah, help me, amen. Help him, Jesus.
The spirit's willing, but the flesh sure is getting weak. One of you young men want to stand up and exhort a while? Help yourself. I might want to say this before we close. I might want to say this. It was instinctive and it was inward. But his longings after God, are you ready? And I think I got this big word right, and I'll use a word we all understand beside of it. Insatiable. That means intense. That means that he wasn't satisfied until he got there.
Yeah, he had to go to the cross.
David wasn't about going to be satisfied. Look here. If you'll read through that first five verses of that psalm, old David first prayed. Then when praying never availed, he began to weep. When weeping didn't work out, he went back to praying. I'm just simply saying that his longings intensified. I'm going to tell you what, church. Oh, I want him, Brother Wayne. I want revival and the blessings of God and his divine presence walking around in this church. Amen. Shaking your hand and a kiss in your heart and a loving your soul. That's right. Somebody said, oh, Brother Hall, can't be that way. I'm telling you, he's the spirit that walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Brother, I'm telling you, any church that belongs to Jesus, he'll be right there walking in the midst of her. Help yourself, Jonathan. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, he's perfected praise. Mommies and daddies won't do it. The kids will have to. His pantings were intense. Look here. I just gave you the character of his pantings. The cause of them. What really caused him? Thought that was somebody in the Holy Ghost. It's a baby crying. Thank you, Lord. Isn't God so wonderful? Now, I know that little girl's mother's not here. Okay? But when we dismissed for Sunday school a while ago, Megan picked up this little girl right here. See, you see whose lap she's in right now? Whose neck she's holding? She's holding Sarah. Because Sarah takes care of her the biggest part of the time. You see whose lap that little girl right there is sitting on? She's sitting on Mommy's lap. Megan picked that little baby up right there while going to hit it back down through. And that little baby began to cry and look out that way. Sarah! Megan said, you got to go to Sunday school. Sarah!
Amen.
Kids spent the night with us the other night. I told the little Brookie, I said, Brookie, I said, Mom and Daddy's going home. You got to spend the night with Papa and Deucey. She said, uh-uh. I said, why not?
I want my mommy.
I'm going to tell you what. You give that baby a piece of candy, I'll give you a piece of candy if you'll quit crying for Mommy.
I love my Mommy.
I'll read you a bedtime story. You quit crying for Mommy.
I love my Mommy.
Well, if you don't want candy and you don't want a story, what can Poppy do for you?
to make you quit crying.
I want my mommy.
You hearing what I'm saying, buddy? Hey, there's a perfect parallel. Just like that little baby. Hey, you get a kid, a crying rich mother, it will not be satisfied with nobody but mama. Son, you get a child of God, a weeping and a crying and a seeking God, he will not, she will not be satisfied for anybody else other than God Almighty. When David's prayer didn't work, David's tears began to flow. And when the tears dried up, he began to pray. And look here. You know what our problem is today? Oh, we want God, but it's a dry grief.
Oh, I want it.
Come on, preacher. All right.
Oh, there's a dry grief that'll kill you.
Amen.
Where's the tears?
Yes.
Now, I'm just being honest. It's hard for me to weep in public. I do weep, and I weep more than you think, but it's in private.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, friend, that's the kind of tears God will put in his bottle.
Amen. Amen.
And he'll remember those tears someday that we wept for him.
Amen.
And he'll drop them handfuls on purpose.
Yes.
What a God.
Woo!
But look here. The character of his prayer, of his panic, the cause of his panic. What made David pant after God? He was leaving Jerusalem. And the hounds of hell was on his heels. I put it this way. It was his problems that drove him to longing for God.
Amen.
Oh, somebody said, Brother Hall, I don't like problems. Paul said, I'll glory in infirmities.
That's right. Glory
in affliction. I've seen more God on Sister Woodard since Megan got sick by far than I ever seen before. Doug dried up like a potsherd. And now they got a facing a bunch of junk down in Tennessee. Tears is a flowing again. Wonder why. Gotta have God.
Mucho problema. Intensify thy longing for God. Then if it takes problems to create a longing and a burning and a thirsting and a hungering for God, then so be it.
We get to flying high and forget all about God. Get down in that valley of despondency and despair. When old Pilgrim was headed for that celestial city, and he made it to Vanity Fair, and he lifted up his eyes, saw the lights of the celestial city. It pushed him onward. When he come to that great river and waded in and the water was up to his chin and he thought surely he had drowned in the waters of despair, he lifted up from the waters of despair and just on the other side he saw the lights of the celestial.
Yeah.
And he pushed on and on till he got to God. I'm telling you, church, in the midst of our troubles, though we walk in the midst of troubles, thou will revive us. I'm telling you, our troubles, God will turn the door of Achor into a door of hope. And if you will read the door of Achor, that's where Achan was stoned to death. The door of trouble and trial and tribulation. God will make this trial of this thing. Though it brings me to my knees. Though the tears flow like a river. Now, I'm not a turning back. I ain't a turning back. You know why? I see the light of that city so bright. It's my home, sweet home. Home, sweet home. Home, sweet home. Never more to roam. That city so bright, it's my hope, sweet hope. You know who's there? My Father's there. I'm going to say something else.
Amen.
Not earthly mama sitting there saying, come
yes,
on.
Yes, sir. Fire. Amen. Preach on.
Amen.
Preach on.
I think about death all the time anymore.
Right.
Always on my mind. And I'm going to be honest, the only thing that hinders me from just utterly saying, Lord, here I am, I don't mind at all to go, is my wife and family and you.
Right. Amen.
This is all I've got.
Amen.
This is it for me.
Amen, preacher.
Somebody said, do you not have nothing? Nothing out there.
That's right.
I'm ready to go, buddy. I'm ready for the trumpet to sound and get us out of this stinking mess.
Yes.
I walked in here at 8 o'clock Friday night and there's nobody around. And I walked around through the church. I could hear the radio playing and the 8 o'clock news come on. And they come up with some more of that mess about the White House. And I said, Lord, when will you just get us out of this mess we're in? Deliver us. But church, listen to me a minute now and I'll close. What our problem is, we're resting on our lees. We're in ease, in Zion, I'm saying. We've become complacent with where we are with God. And there is no place to stop in our spiritual achievement. God wants us to get deeper into grace.
Yes.
Steve, just as far as God brought you out of sin, that's how deep He wants to put you in grace. Daddy, I don't say much to you in preaching, but just as far as God has brought you out of sin, that's how deep He wants to put you in grace. And get so deep in grace. So deep in grace.
That's right.
That we lose all sense of where we were, where we came from, and where we are. Just lost, if you pardon, if you please, just lost in the love of God.
Yeah.
Look here, that little old heart got to them water brooks. He didn't stop at the edge and drink. He leaped right out in the middle of it. And he'd go to drink. Now let's hear. Somebody said, now, Brother Hall, what about them dogs? Them little old dogs with legs about that long? Jump out in the middle of that stream and go to dog paddling. And when that deer got to that water, the dogs were still there. But he wasn't worried at all about them overtaking him. His big legs had reached the bottom. He could just motivate right on along in that water with them little old dogs and dog paddling. Now I'm going to tell you something. You get to God.
Oh,
all the dogs, all your problems can do is just dog paddle around you. I won't say this. We got home, it might have been last Sunday, I don't know, or a week ago. I'm telling you, I don't even remember time anymore.
Amen, I don't remember places.
Got half timers. But I was a preaching, and I know what it was, a preaching on God is able. And I got over here preaching, and Brother Wayne was sitting over here, and Miss Sharon was there. I got home, I told my wife, I said, honey, I said, God really blessed me today. She said, yeah. I said, God help you preach. And I said, no. I said, I saw a smile on Miss Sharon Smith's face. It was the greatest blessing I had all day long.
Amen.
What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying God is able. Folks can just get to God. He can help, Brother Wayne. He will help. He longs to help. He's willing to help if we can get to God. The problem drove him to his longings for God. Now look here, I'm going to say something else. Another cause. Perception of the future. He said, hope thou in God.
Yes!
Yes! He saw something out yonder in the future, boys.
Yes!
He said, oh my soul, why art thou so disquieted within me? You know what that word disquieted means? It means raging, clamorous. It means
loud, noisy. In other words, his soul was raging. They're after me. They're after me. I'm surely going under. No, I'm not. I'm going to hope in God. Let me ask you something. Are you longing this morning? He said, when will I come and appear before God? David said, when will I look him in the face? And he'll look me in the face. I'll guarantee you one glimpse of his face, his smile, drive all your sorrows away. And listen, man, I'm not necessarily talking about on the other side. I'm talking about in our fellowship and our communion with God now. Everybody get this, and you know this. God is a real person. And our spirituality ought to let us realize that although He is not indwelling a particular body of His own incarnate like Jesus was when He walked on the earth, He's not walking the earth right now. But He sent His Spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. As a heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Then there's a comfort of David's panting heart. Being driven from worship and driven from God. And yet he had hope that that fellowship and communion would be restored in verse number 5. He said, hope thou in God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope comforted David's disquieted soul.
Yes.
His raging was calm. You know what Charles Spurgeon said? I wrote this down. I love it. He said, in the garden of hope grow the laurels of future victories, the roses of coming joy, the lilies of approaching peace. Can you get a hold of that? In the garden of hope, ladies and gentlemen, grow the lilies of peace, the roses of joy, and the victories of a child of God. My recommendation for you today would be to grow a great big garden and plant hope all over it. And hope thou in God and not in tangible things around us. Let's stand together.